Washington DC. Anda masih bersama kami dalam VOA Executive Lounge.
VOA Executive Lounge bersama Vena juga Ari. Sekarang saatnya kita simak informasi dari dunia hiburan bersama Irfan Ihsan.
Singing has always been important to me, but I never thought I'll end up singing, I'll be a singer. I just thought I'm lucky that it's something I can always do if I want to. I'm so lucky like that.
Film dokumenter yang berjudul Amy yang menceritakan kehidupan Amy Winehouse dan digarap oleh sutradara Asif Kapadia baru saja memenangkan Piala Oscar untuk film dokumenter terbaik. Tapi ternyata ayah dari mendiang Amy Winehouse, Mitch Winehouse, sebenarnya kecewa akan film ini.
She'd won, well, when they say she won it, she didn't win anything. The film won it. You know, Amy doesn't get a BAFTA, she doesn't get a Grammy, she doesn't get an Oscar. Asif Kapadia gets all that. It's Asif Kapadia's film. You know, part of me feels that it's great because people still love Amy, but this film has no bearing on her life. You know, there's very, apart from the fact that she was born and unfortunately she passed away, but everything in between is basically fabricated.
Kata Mitch, di satu sisi dia senang orang masih mencintai Amy, tapi kemenangan ini sesungguhnya hanyalah kemenangan pembuat film ini, Asif Kapadia, bukan kemenangan Amy. Dan semua yang ditampilkan dalam film ini, kata Mitch, hanyalah dibuat-buat.
It's a very agenda driven film. It's incredibly biased and it's manipulative. One of the things that Asif says is, you know, he's made this film so that he can show how the media and the paparazzi and the press exploited Amy. Well, this guy has just won a BAFTA, a Grammy, an Oscar. And if he could, he'd probably win the Victoria Cross as well. So nobody has exploited Amy more than Asif Kapadia.
Mitch bahkan mengatakan di film Amy, Asif seolah-olah menampilkan bagaimana media mengeksploitasi Amy Winehouse. Padahal menurutnya justru Asif Kapadia lah yang sebenarnya telah mengeksploitasi Amy melalui filmnya ini. Mitch juga menceritakan kemarahannya ketika menonton film mengenai putrinya tersebut.
You know, I went mad. I was throwing things at the screen. You know, I said to Asif and to the other, his oppo, James Gay Rees, what do you think you're doing? You know, this is a disgrace.
Di antara yang membuat Mitch marah adalah pemutarbalikan fakta, salah satunya dengan tidak menampilkan secara utuh perkataan yang dikatakan Mitch kepada Asif.
They've got me driving my cab and I'm saying, oh, Amy didn't need to go to rehab. What I actually say in the transcripts, and I've got it right here, is she didn't need to go to rehab, they cut it. But I go on to say she didn't need to go to rehab then. Now she needs to go to rehab big time. I was referring to 2005. Now she needs to go to rehab. That's what I actually said. But of course that doesn't suit their agenda because they want everyone to think that I never wanted her to go to rehab.
Selain ucapan dari Mitch yang menurutnya dipotong oleh sang sutradara sehingga seolah-olah ia tidak menginginkan putrinya masuk rehabilitasi, juga penggambaran Amy Winehouse yang seolah-olah selalu merasa sendiri, sedih, tertekan, dan tidak bahagia.
What the film is saying, and the film is very clear, is that Amy had a lonely, sad, and a very unhappy last 3 years. Nothing could have been further from the truth. She had a wonderful boyfriend. They were planning to get married. They were planning to have children. She had wonderful. I'm not talking about the dregs of society that I used to go around and throw out. In 2007, 2008, these were wonderful people who were with her, PAs. All of these people were, I used to go around to her house. She'd make dinner for everybody. Sometimes I couldn't get in the house. There were so many people there. She was a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful young lady who loved her friends and her family and her fans.
Padahal menurut Mitch, Amy tidak sendiri. Ia memiliki pacar dan telah berencana untuk menikah, bahkan sudah merencanakan untuk punya anak. Amy juga dikatakan Mitch dikelilingi teman-teman yang baik dan Amy sangat menyayangi mereka. Maka dari itu, untuk meluruskan kisah kehidupan Amy Winehouse yang sebenarnya, Mitch mengutarakan rencananya untuk membuat sendiri film mengenai putrinya ini.
You know, so we're working on a number of projects that hopefully will overtake this image of Amy.
I wouldn't write anything unless it was directly personal to me, just because I wouldn't be able to tell the story right.
Dari Washington DC, Irfan Ihsan, VOA. The Voice of America.
VOA. Dari Washington DC, inilah VOA Executive Lounge.
Jangan lupa untuk terus mendengarkan VOA Executive Lounge.
Jangan lupa untuk melihat berita terbaru dari VOA Executive Lounge di Facebook kami, VOA Rantau, dan Twitter di @VOA Rantau, juga Instagram di VOA Rantau.
Baiklah, kami pamit dulu. Saya Fena.
Dan saya Aryono Arifin mengucapkan terima kasih banyak untuk perhatian Anda. Sampai ketemu lagi di VOA Executive Lounge.
Success with you all the way. Bye.